Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have to get into the Word and hear what it says if you want your faith to grow. Why? Because you cannot have faith for something that you don't know about. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Did you hear me? You can't have faith for healing if you don't get in the Bible and hear what the Bible says about healing. Because your faith can only grow if you feed it on the Word of God. Are you hearing me? See, here's the thing. A lot of people are defeated today is because we just go about and we have a religious concept of God. And we just live our life and we just hope that God will bless us and we just try. But I want to tell you something, folks. Hoping and a praying will get you nothing. But defeat, misery, sadness, and why me, God? Come on. Because for your faith to grow, God gave you faith so you could please Him and be blessed and walk in victory. But you have to grow your faith. Are you listening to me? You have to develop your faith. Nobody receives a full measure of developed, mature, grown faith. You have to start where you're at and you start developing. How do I develop it? By hearing the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Meaning what? You got saved because in Romans 10 it says this. Well, let's just go ahead and jump up a few verses. I wasn't going to do this. But let's just jump up here. Romans 10 says this. Verse 13. Let's pick it up right there and bring this down. He says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, that's anybody. Anybody can call on the name of the Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But now listen to the next verse. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? Remember, he that cometh to God must believe. Well, how are they going with the what? They can't call on him if they don't believe. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Notice that. Now look what he says. And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, Isaiah says. Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know what he's saying? He's saying you will never be able to call out to the Lord and receive what he has until you hear what he says you can have. Because faith isn't built upon your feelings. It's not built upon your good works. It's not built upon your emotions. Faith is built upon the knowledge of the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. See, I got saved by believing the Word. Romans 10, 9 and 10. That Jesus Christ, He came and He died for my sins. God raised Him from the dead. And that if I would believe that and confess Him as my Lord, I would be saved. So I said, Lord, I believe that You died for my sins. I believe that God raised You from the dead. And Lord Jesus, I confess You as Lord. I ask You to forgive me of my sins. I receive You in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is now my Lord. And bam, you know what? God gave me faith and I received His grace and I got saved. And I love the Lord. And I went to church. And Bonnie and I believed God and got us a Bible. And we started reading that Bible. And I sat in that church for about 3 months hearing the gospel salvation message. And I kept hearing the preacher saying, it's so good to live for the Lord. It's so good to be a Christian. And I sat back there one day and I said, other than going to heaven, why is it so good? Because it hadn't been that good for me. Got my ankle busted up in practice the other day in football. And you know, Bonnie and I barely have enough money to get anything to eat. And we're scratching and scraping and we're trying to get through. And we're just, you know, and I'm fighting off all this stuff and dealing with all these pressures. And, you know, I know I got saved to go to heaven, but, you know, it's a little early. Is there anything between making Jesus Lord and going to heaven that's any good? And the Lord said, get in the book, son. Get in it for yourself. And I started getting in the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I heard somebody preaching on the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8, and you shall receive power if the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you'll be witnesses. Woo, oh, glory to God. I need some power. And I started getting my faith out. And glory to God, I got a hold of the power. Then I found out that by his stripes, 1 Peter 2:24, I heard somebody preach that himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. I went, oh my God, I can be healed. Woo, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, I began to call out and claim healing. And I began to claim the power of God. And I began to claim the blessings of the Lord. And I started watching God turn our lives around right there while we were going to college. I saw him begin to bless us. And he began to raise us up. And over the years, as I hear the word, faith rises with the knowledge of the word of God. I can't grow my faith any stronger than I'm willing to hear the word of God. Are you hearing me? Your faith will never grow beyond your knowledge of God's word. You have to hear the word, because faith is built upon the knowledge of God's will, and the knowledge of God's will is revealed through the knowledge of God's word. Amen? So if I want to grow my faith during this time, guess what? The first thing is I'm going to do. I'm going to have to start hearing what God has to say in his word. Well, get in the word. What's the word say about this? I don't care what the world's saying about it. What's the word say? Because my faith isn't built on the world. My faith is built on the word. Amen. But now look in James chapter 2 real quick. Something you have to do with this faith. Once you hear the word, there's something you have to do with that word for it to grow your faith. In James chapter 2, we drop down here to verse 17. And he says this, thus also, he says this, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Notice that in verse 17. Faith without works is dead. Then he goes on down to verse 22 and says, do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? Now, what's he talking about here? If you go back and read the whole thing, and he says in verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? He's saying this, just you making a confession of the word without acting upon the word is worthless. Are you hearing me? You have to put actions to that word. You have to act on that word. Faith is an action. Faith is stepping out on the word of God and doing what it says and trusting God to make it come to pass in your life. It doesn't matter if you can quote 100 scriptures. If you don't ever act upon them, they won't do you any good. Are you hearing me? Well, I read over there in 1 Corinthians 13 that, you know, that love never fails. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God love never fails. So therefore, God says, I'll never fail. And somebody comes up and does something to you, and you go, you sir, so-and-so. Well, love never failed, but you did, because you didn't make love an action in your life. Amen. See, for your faith to grow, what you got to do is before you respond in the senses, in the natural, and get mad and let anger rise up, you got to let love rise up and say, whoop, 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 whoop. Hold your tongue, hold your tongue. Take a deep breath. Think God thoughts. Are you hearing me? Because at that time, it's hard to think good thoughts. So think some God thoughts. And think, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love returns blessing instead of cursing. Love doesn't whip that person even though I want to. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what you do? You practice that word. And you walk out of that thing. And the devil said, boy, I'm telling you what, he told you. Boy, I'm telling you what, you came out on the short end of that thing. Boy, you're a fool now. Boy, look at you. And you know what? When the devil starts talking like that, just turn around and say, oh, thank you, Mr. Devil. Thank you for confirming to me that I did the right thing and pleased God. Because you wouldn't be aggravating me right now if I had done what you wanted to do. But since I did what the word says, my faith just grew. And that won't be a bother to me anymore, because faith in me is growing because I'm practicing the word of God. Amen. Amen. How do I practice that word of God? Next time you pray and it looks like it's worse, instead of going, oh God, I just knew it wouldn't work. You know what you do? You catch yourself and say, Lord, I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I'm going to lift my hands and thank you. Jonah was in the belly of a big fish. I mean, he had seaweed wrapped around his head. He's trying to be digested by that big whale. But in the midst of all that, he was praying to you and praising you. And he called all that lying vanities. And I'm not going to let these lying vanities determine who I am. I want to praise you, and Lord, I will yet praise you and thank you. You know, the Bible says that we are to come in before his presence with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. You know, it doesn't say we're to leave his presence with thanksgiving and leave his courts with praise. It says we're to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. You know what that means? With the problem, with all the struggle, with everything, we are coming to God with all those problems, but we're not coming to God fussing and crying and complaining and moaning and groaning. We're coming to God and praising him. Why? Because we believe he is the God who's bigger than those problems, and we're bringing those problems to him, and we're acting like he's going to get us through. Hallelujah. A lot of us want to get the blessing and then leave praising God. But he says we're to come into his presence thanking him and praising him. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith is the evidence, it's the title deed that my blessing is there and I'm going to have it, praise God. But you know what? You got to do these things.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that you enjoyed today's broadcast and the word is ministering to your heart. I want to thank you for letting me to speak into your lives and to be able to share the word of God with you. And I want to take a moment here at the end of the program to just give you a special announcement that of something that's great is coming up. We're going to have our Darrell Huffman Ministries Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to start on Sunday, February 28th and go through Wednesday, March the 3rd. And so we want you to come on out and be a part of these services. The service will be at New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia. And the service times will be 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out. Actually, we'll be in the Sunday morning service sharing in the regular church service at New Life Church, and then begin Sunday night at 7. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. we'll be sharing on the outpouring of God's Spirit and getting ready for the times of refreshing that the Lord's coming. You know, I believe we all need a time of refreshing. We all need to come and receive a fresh anointing and prepare ourselves to be a part of what God is getting ready to do. And I believe he's going to be pouring out his Spirit. He's going to be sending times of refreshing, and good things are on the way. So this will be a great time to get yourself renewed, come and hear the word, get under the ministry, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to have a great time. So that's our Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to be held at New Life Church on February, beginning Sunday, February the 28th, going through Wednesday night, March the 3rd at 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out, New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia, and join me for our DHM Winter Bible Seminar. This year, we're getting ready for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darrellhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Darrell Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Darrell Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darrellhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Darrell Huffman.